Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have
the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Everybody. I don't have a whole lot planned for the show. I do. Last night we mourned the loss of Sloppy Swarm, and I think I mentioned that I was going to do like a proper eulogy, and so. A little bit later, I'm going to do a eulogy that I prepared for tonight. And hopefully everybody will show up later and I'll read that on air. And then I was going to read some erotic poetry maybe too. I should have read it last night, but I was actually going to try to read it last night on that poetry show. And I may still read it on that poetry show. But I called into that show last night, Poetically Spoken, and I was on hold for like an hour and a half, and I just gave up after a while. And it really pisses me off because, like, I don't know if you few people listen to that show, but I mean, a lot of people call into that show, and everybody who gets on there just milks their time. It's like, just read your piece. Just read your piece. It's cool. Yeah. And the problem, the thing that sucks is that some of these people, they want to chit chat like for 5 minutes and then their piece is like 10 minutes. And they know that there's like 20 people waiting behind them. I got so pissed. And I had a really good thing planned to read on there. And maybe when I have more patience, I'll call back into that show and do it. But I don't know. So maybe I'll read it tonight if I don't get a lot of calls. If you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667. I have to get some stuff together here and get on the mic. So why don't I do that? And you guys can, you the listener, can take a smoke break, either a real one or a virtual one. And let's see, what do we got here?
What a silly Negro.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, I know what I want to do. Here, we'll have a little. We'll pause, take a little break, and hear a few words from Donald Trump and Ron Paul.
We go to Afghanistan. We build a road. We build a school. 2 days later, they blow up the road, they blow up the school. We start building the road and the school again. In the meantime, we can't build schools in Alabama, in New Orleans, in Texas, in New York, my place where we're always fighting to try and get school money. We're spending trillions and trillions of dollars. My thing and my doctrine would be build, build, build. I would like to have him show his birth certificate. And can I be honest with you? I hope he can. Because if he can't, and if he wasn't born in this country, which is a real possibility, I'm not saying it happened, I'm saying it's a real possibility, much greater than I thought 2 or 3 weeks ago, then he has pulled one of the great cons in the history of politics. What's going on in this country, the way we're spending money like drunken sailors, we are just absolutely going, and ultimately, we're going to destroy our own freedom.
But
we
they want to stop it, even at the cost of shutting down the government.
Well,
that's a possibility. Are you in favor of that?
Excuse me. It's not really shutting down the government. It's cutting costs. The kind of money that you're talking about is peanuts.
You know, the national debt this year is going up $2 trillion.
Thank you.
So we have to change our attitude about what government should be doing. And, you know, as a strict constitutionalist, I don't endorse most of our domestic spending, but I don't set out to attack that if I'm going to get us to work out of it. I would go after the foreign stuff, and that's why I think the foreign policy is important. I think that we have a coalition of some Republicans and a lot of Democrats who think we spend too much money overseas and we shouldn't be expanding our wars. So that is a place where the American people should all join in. We're building an infrastructure in Afghanistan because we blew up Afghanistan and Iraq. Both Republicans and Democrats really are responsible for this huge deficit financing. So if only the market could buy that debt, interest rates would go up and the Congress would have to quit spending. But the Fed comes in and buys it and keeps interest rates low. But eventually that turns into price inflation, in which I think you've observed already today a tremendous amount. Gold soaring again today.
I mean, look at all soft commodities, look all day long.
Yeah, and now that is a tax on the people. You know, literally the people are paying, their standard of living is going to go down. And I'm also predicting, and I think we've seen signs of it, interest rates are going to go up. And so this will make the budgetary argument of a few billion dollars nothing compared to the calamity that we're facing. And it's no easy task to get this under control.
I don't know, winning, anyone?
Wait a minute. You may not be looking for the promised land, but you might find it anyway. On a one of those over a million names, that's New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Detroit City.
Detroit City.
Dallas.
Pittsburgh,
VA.
Pittsburgh, VA.
New York City.
New York City.
Kansas City.
To Vince in the Bay.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Ah.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie bitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
I don't get down like that.
Mole S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh wait, can't process it. Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope
really
so.
Hope so. Oh, yeah. You already know what it is, the ITB in the building. If you want to join me here, the number is on the screen, and the lines are wide open. It's open lines. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Call in. Press the number 1. Join me. So, yeah, let's give a little shout-out to the kids in the chat room. A big cock in my mouth. Cerno, Doodoo Balls, Enron Forever, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Kishu, and the Tech Pedo. Shouts to all of you for hanging out. I appreciate it. Appreciate the love. Oh, yeah. So, anywho, yeah, I guess, I don't know, I want to do this oral caress. Maybe I'll just do that right now. Do you guys want the oral caress? Yes or no in the chat room. Oral caress. I will orally caress you at some point tonight. You can just choose for me to orally caress you now or later. I have no callers right now, so I could very easily orally caress you now. I also have the sloppy eulogy, but I'm going to save that for later. Hopefully Carlito will show up. And if Carlito doesn't show up in like the next hour, then I'll do that. I'll do that in the next hour. But this hour, I can do the oral caress if you guys want it. Now? Okay, you asked for it. Okay, so I was going to do this. I was going to do this on the erotic poetry show. I think it would be way better on the erotic poetry show. Maybe I will still do it on there, and this will be sort of my dress rehearsal, because it's pretty long. Like, the last one I read on there, it was like three sentences. This one's pretty meaty. So, yeah, this will be a test run. You guys give me a heads up or not. We'll do a dry run here on this show, and then I'll take your criticism and your critiques into consideration, and then I'll try to go on that show and deliver the goody goods for the ladies. All right, so this piece is called "The Oral Caress" by Robert W. Birch. As in, I don't know if he's part of the Birch Society. But I doubt it. Once you hear this this piece, you're not gonna think he's one of the Birchers or whatever it is. Okay, here we go. Oh. Don't do it. You want Duty Balls says don't do it. Is that a request? You want me to not do it? Because I won't do it because it is kind of, it's pretty wild. It's gonna get you pretty excited, trust me. I'm gonna do it though. Fuck it. Nobody's on the switchboard. I'm just gonna go. Oh, let me close my iTunes. I don't know why that's open. Shut her down. Shut down the unit. All right, here we go. The Oral Caress by Robert W. Birch. Cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth. The abundance of your wetness greets me, and my mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste on my tongue and your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit, no bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue. Show me the power of your desire for my oral caress. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way, signaling that I've found your special spot. I harden in response. I don't know if this is good grammar here. Wait. All right, I'm going to say, I think there's a typo in here or something. I'm going to fix this line. This next line is not grammatically correct. My jaws protest what my open mouth provides. But I am unrelenting in my gift, intent only on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, and you're quiet now, concentrating, bearing down. Soon, my love, ecstasy approaches. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply until you cry out. And in your satisfaction, I will find mine. But mine will be greater. And that's that piece. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to take a little break. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the numero. And watch out for these. Here's some Arctic Monkeys. I'll be right back.
brick by brick.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Hey, it's Vince. I'm back with you here on Mega Show. We have some folks on the phone lines now. I appreciate this. I'm going to bring on Goofy Bone. What's up, Goof? Goofy Bone, is that you? No? No Goofy Bone. All right. We have a, well, you know, I saw 408. I assumed it was Goofy. Maybe it's not. 408, you're on the air with Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, so anyways, like I said, he does his own show, and it's fucking, they get bombarded by trolls and shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Goofy, I can hear you, dude, you're on. Goofy, hello?
Oh, Vic, we live? We live?
Yeah, I'm on, dude. I'm sorry,
I'm here with my good friend Veronica. I was trying to explain her, you know, about the shows and shit like that.
Well, you know what, put Veronica on, I'll explain to her.
You want to talk to the Vince?
Hi.
No, but do you want to talk to him? No? She's all right. She's all right. She's all. I hate it when they get scared. Why do you guys get scared of the fucking radio?
I know. People think I'm a pedo or a pedo. Or I don't even
know.
I don't even know how you say
it.
People think I'm a pervert. That's what it is. Straight up, I'm a pervert.
No.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm used to it. It's okay.
Okay, well, if you want to be a pervert, that's fine. But, you know, chicks in general get scared of getting on the radio. Because trust me, I'd have a bunch of bras on my radio.
Tell her it's not the radio. Tell her it's just the internet. It's not real radio.
Well, she already knows because she was listening to you right now. We're listening to you right now. We're smoking.
Oh, I see. Okay. Did she hear my erotic poetry?
Oh, she says nice poetry.
What?
She said nice poetry.
Oh, she heard it, though. She did?
Yeah. We're listening to you.
Oh, nice. Nice. Sweet. Yeah. Well, that was just for her. That was just for her. I knew she was listening. I knew she was listening, so that was her for her. Yeah.
Happy Easter, Vince. How you doing?
Happy Easter, bro. Hey, did the Sharks play today, or they have the day off?
Tomorrow. And they better fucking win, Vince, because I'm getting sick and tired of this shit. We got on the other side of the fucking world. We got Chicago coming back from down 3-0. Now they're playing game 7. You know, this is getting fucking ridiculous. The Sharks need to fucking handle their business and just take them out. That's it. Just take them out and ask questions later. I'm sorry.
That's what's up.
I love it when a woman steals your weed when you're talking.
It sounds like you got a good one there. You got a catch.
Oh, man, I got a great. She's beautiful, man.
Hmm. She's not, okay, you know that picture that I put on my blog and stuff of you with two chicks? It's on, I think it's on your Twitter. It's you and two chicks.
And three chicks.
Or three chicks. One of them's got, oh, man. One of them's kind of got like her back turned, but she's turning around. She's got the smile on her face, and she's, oh, she is amazing.
Oh, hey, where that guy in the background's pointing at her ass?
I don't know if we're talking about the same picture. I'll have to find it. This chick is beautiful, though. If you, excuse me, if you actually go into my archives, remember that show that I did with you and I billed you as my co-host. It was like a couple weeks ago, like a month ago. I put it in the slideshow. I put it in the slideshow there. There's like two chicks in there, I think.
Okay, hold on. Let me look.
She's like the taller looking one.
Okay. Vince in the bay. What's going down tonight, Vince?
Nothing much, dude. I'm just kicking it, dude. Just trying to get the ladies' panties wet and take calls and fuck around and play music and shit.
Everyday thing. Here. Want some of this or what?
I think Kishu's
here. Sorry, this new block.
Kishu, dude. Kishu, I know you're here. Do you want to talk or are you just going to hang with us?
It's cool.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just Skyping it up right now. And just called in a second ago. And yes, my panties are very wet from you. They always, just the sound of your voice. It's like a fucking flood. I'd like catch you in a water bottle.
Well, good. I'm glad it's able to soothe you and provide.
There's some girls that they can't get wet, so it sucks for them.
Yeah, I get wet for them. I'm moist all the time.
What? Are you circumcised?
Yes.
Oh, that's bizarre.
It's bizarre? Why?
Well, no, it's usually like guys that like have that moisture thing going on are usually.
No, I get like a little pre-cum and stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that's not really that normal with circumcised guys. I don't know. I might not know what I'm talking about.
No, I think the problem with guys that are circumcised is. If they don't clean that area out on a regular basis, it can seriously get like a yeast infection and shit like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's kind of gnarly. Scary.
I think it would just be easier. I think it's just easier to have it to be circumcised. I think it's more maintenance than I really need to deal with. I thank my folks for doing that, for doing the all.
I don't know. It depends. Like sometimes, uncircumcised guys are really hot, but sometimes it's just really disgusting. So it just really depends.
What's up, Goofy?
it's not in the slideshow right there.
No. No, I'll find it. Let's
send it to me, and if you want, Vince, I'll try to get her on the show.
Oh yeah, she's so hot. I'm gonna find it right now. We're gonna hear a track from Goofy Bone, and while I play this, I'm gonna go look for that picture, and I'll probably paste it in the chat. So here is one from Goofy Bone to all the lonely people out there.
Millions of people hate me.
thousand people bought me. The hundreds really know me. The rest are all phonies. That's why they're all lonely.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
I'm stoked they just announced the Harmony Festival here in the Bay Area. It's a big festival that they have here, and its headlining is Primus, Flaming Lips, and shit, somebody else. Fuck, who is it? Harmony Fest. They follow me on Twitter. I mentioned it on Twitter, and they like retweeted me. Harmony Festival. Clatoink, choink, flurploink. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Primus, the Flaming Lips, Michael Franti and Spearhead, G-Love and Special Sauce, Railroad Earth, Edward Sharp and the Magnet Zeros, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, Soja, Ghostland Observatory, A-Dot Skills, Krishna Das, Natasha Atlas, Tiraline, Lost at Last Tribe, Emancipator Roots with a Z, Underground something or other, and a bunch of other DJs and shit. some Steve Kimmock band. Yeah. Looks pretty cool. I'll go to it just to see Primus and Flaming Lips. Harmony Festival in Northern California at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa, California, June 10th through the 12th. That sounds like fun. I think I want to do that. HarmonyFestival.com. Yeah, so I got a boner for that on the air. Sorry to that you had to witness that. But boink, there it is. If you're in NorCal, you should definitely check that out. So, Goofy, what else is going on with you, man?
Nothing. I'm just trying to find that chick on Facebook, but I think she deleted
her name?
Her face.
What's her name?
Cassandra Gonzalez.
Oh, she's so hot. Well, there you go. You'll find it. You know what? You don't even have to keep searching. That's all you had to do. Just say her name one more time. Spell it in the chat, and somebody will dox her, and we'll have her on the show probably in the next hour.
Hey, you know what, Vince? When they dox you, do they throw your information like that out there?
Apparently doxing is when they do a Google search and every single morsel of seemingly personal data they will just throw into the chat.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you better watch out, Goofy, man. You're in a new era now. Yeah. The trolls know who you are.
Attention trolls, dox Goofy Bone. I want to see what information they have on me.
It doesn't work like that, dude. When you want to be doxxed, that's when they don't dox you. You have to make it seem like you're hiding something. You got to make it seem like you're hiding something. Well, you are. You do kind of seem like you're hiding something by naming yourself Goofy Bone. But I wouldn't.
I didn't name myself Goofy Bone. Look at my nickname was Goofy, but the women decided to call me the Big Bad Bone. So I mean, I put it together, and it's Goofy Bone.
All right, let's take some calls. I got somebody here on a blocked number, 111. You're on the air.
Hey, can everybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
All right, I'm a troll, and I totally know everything about Goofy Balls. I know where he lives. I know everything.
Sweet, tell us.
Well, where do I live?
What?
Where do I live?
You live in Florida.
Get out of here!
No, seriously, you live in Florida.
Fuck, I
you're lying to everybody right now. You really do live in Florida.
That's true.
Incorrect. Try
get
again.
Get him out of here, Vince.
You
talking about his little penis? Get him out of here. I'm in California. You
good
stupid
one.
Shit.
Well,
come
you're
on,
in
man.
Detroit making puppets, faggot. You know who you
incorrect.
Are.
One more. You get one more shot, bro.
One more time. One more time. Hurry up. Because
you are the real Vince of the Bank.
What'd you say?
Come on. No.
You think
you are
real Vince?
The real
Vince of the Bank.
No, incorrect. No, you assholes. That was incorrect. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, Florida. What am I, the one angry Jew?
They're on
Jew?
Your trail, man.
Come
they're
on.
They are hot on your trail. Watch out, Goof. Watch out. Watch your back.
Fuck cares.
Anywho, if anybody else wants to join us, we're doxing Goofy on air right now, apparently. So 347. This hour, we're doxing Goofy Bone on air, 347-826-7667. I know a lot about Goofy Bone. I could tell you some intimate details of him. We've become very close over the years here. Being the late night guy here, doing the late night shift at BTR, I get to know the custodial staff here. And over the years, Goofy's been one of the nicest guys around. We hang out late at night and smoke dope in the cafeteria when everybody's gone. After he's cleaned the cafeteria and washed all the dishes, we usually just kick back at one of the tables and light up a spliff and blow the smoke out the window there. It's good times.
times.
And, yeah, if you want to join us here, folks, the lines are open, 347-8.
What? See, I have this chick on mine. I'm over here grabbing on someone's food.
Oh, boy. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most. Damn it!
Try again, dude.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most. Give
judges,
it to me.
Judges?
Give it to me.
Correct. Correct. You got it.
Hey, Goofy.
Yes.
Dude, is your name really like Domino or Domino or whatever the hell? Is that your real name?
What did the guy say? Dominoes in there? I guess.
I don't know. Just,
yeah, we'd like Damiano. Half cheese, half pepperoni.
Is it Damiano? We're Dominoes.
I mean, if you want,
dude.
Oh, you're asking me? No, that's incorrect.
Oh, you sure?
Keep trying. Come on.
Okay.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells.
Vince, I'm really bothered about my frog.
Seashore.
Shut up, Goofy. Hang on. This is important. What's the matter? What's the matter?
It is important. Every time now that I go outside to smoke a cigarette and I stand by the pool, my frog is gone and I'm fucking heartbroken.
Oh, shit. That's right. Tell you know what you should tell the audience. Okay. I don't think everybody knows your frog, your pet frog passed away. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I have this sweet ass pool, and we pretty much, long story short, we didn't fucking clean it for like a year because we weren't swimming in it, and fucking there was too much shit going on, and it wasn't being used, and I just fucking was really lazy. And this frog, I live in fucking Arizona, and we get toads here, but we don't get frogs. Like, this real frog, like, somehow ended up in the pool, magically in the pool, like, fucking in the middle of the desert, fucking lived in the pool for literally, like, a year. And my fucking grandpa came out day before yesterday, and fucking put a bunch of acid and shit in the pool and start cleaning it for the summer, and fucking killed my frog. And I'm fucking devastated because I love that little frog. Every time I cut, well, he wasn't little, he was huge. He was like the fucking size of, like, I don't know, bowling ball. He was a fucking big-ass frog. But every time I would come out to smoke a cigarette and stand by the pool and shit, he'd be, like, right there looking at me, you know, like, sitting on the diving board or some shit. Like, he jumped out, you know, and, like, hung out and shit. And then whenever I get close to him, he'd, like, jump back in and, you know, whatever. But he was my little friend, and now he's fucking dead. Fucking pissed.
Fat frogs flying past fast.
And, you know, I swear he was probably my frog prince, and I should have fucking kissed him. And now he's dead, and I'll never fucking have a prince.
That sucks.
It does suck. I just saw a machine stop.
Are you outside? Are you running right now? What are the cops chasing you? What's going on? Or is it windy?
It's windy and it's cold. But I'll go back inside now. Is that better?
No, it's fine. Oh, it's okay. I was just concerned. It sounded like maybe you were running or something. You were.
Yeah, okay. I was like shivering a little bit. So.
All right. Hey, FRD's with us now. FRD, what's going on, bro?
Well, I was kind of worried about Kishu there for a minute. Is she okay?
No,
she's
I'm
fine.
Bummed.
Why? Why? What's the matter?
The last thing I caught really was honestly her getting blown away. Just make sure she's okay.
Keish, you're fine, right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a little devastated about the frog.
Yeah. No, I caught that.
Yeah, understandable. So what's going on with you, FRD? What's new with you, bro?
Dude, new? Very little is new with me.
I was hanging out with... Oh, you know what? I heard a exclusive with you, with Debbie Daly on your show earlier with Gary. And by the way, I for the first time, I realized who Gary really is. I always thought Gary was the other guy.
Yeah.
The really annoying guy that you should just mute the whole show.
Yeah, no, that's not him.
I always thought that was Gary. That's why you called him not Gary.
No, yeah.
Now I'm getting it. It's all coming together.
Yep. You got it now. So you heard that. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to the whole thing. I did a fapping nap to that.
I'm pretty sure I think I heard an echo of your fap from over here on the East Coast, man.
Yeah, well, I'm so flabby that, you know, I actually, some of the earthquakes that happen here in the city are not really earthquakes. It's just me getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm. No, we had fun, man. It was good to have her on the show. She showed a lot of class tonight, I think.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
As usual. On point.
Yep.
She's mm-hmm. the best.
In my book.
She wants me to do she wants me to do an intro thing for her. She likes all my intro stuff that I do.
Yeah, who doesn't, dude? I mean, seriously, you put a lot of time into that, like, no doubt.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I know I don't.
Yeah,
I whip that shit out in, like, 5 minutes. It's nothing.
Yeah,
trust
I know.
Me.
No, you whip that shit out in, like,
I used to do this
25
shit,
seconds.
I used to get paid for this shit. I used to get paid for this shit, so it's nothing. But she wants me to do a little smorgasbord of... She basically wants the Vince in the Bay intro, but Debbie Daly style. I mean, no, a Debbie Daly intro with... But with, you know, my touch.
Man. Epic.
Yeah. But she keeps thinking that I hate her.
I know. I tried to tell her tonight that you don't. I don't know what she's not getting. I don't know.
Like, I offered to do it for her for free. I didn't even want to get paid for it. I just said, look, Deb, I think I could whip up a cool little intro for you. I'll do it for nothing. Just for the love of the double D.
Yeah, exactly. Who wouldn't?
And she was like, no, Vic will pay you. Vic will pay you. I'm like, no, I don't want Vic's money. I'm just trying to be cool, just to kind of prove, just a gesture, just to say, hey, you know, in all honesty, I respect you and I think you're cool. And here's a token of my good faith.
Here's what I'll do for you, Vince. Here's what I'll do for you and for Debbie. I will host a mediation show. And I won't even turn my microphone on. I'll get somebody else to mediate it, somebody who is completely third-party, non-biased, completely unaffiliated. Somebody else will mediate it, and you guys can have it out. Work it out on the air. Why not? Good content, right?
No, Debbie, I think Debbie's just being silly. I think she knows. I think she knows that I'm cool with her. That when I'm sarcastic on this show, it's just all in good fun.
No, I know she knows that, but I mean, if it's really an issue, then I think we can set something up to work it all out here.
No, I don't need any of that shit, dude. It's all good. She just needs to chill out, and I'll chill out, and it's all good, dude. There doesn't need to be any intervention.
All right.
No third party talks. None of this. What are you, fucking Boris Yeltsin?
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe.
Dude, you're such a fucking pussy, dude. You have a you probably have a vagina between your legs now, don't you? Ever since you started sucking at the tit of double D, you've turned into a pansy, bro. What's wrong with you?
Man, really? You really think that's the way it is? Come on, Vince.
That's what I know it is.
Man, that's so terrible. So terrible that you would spread such a disgraceful rumor about me. Why would you do that? I would never do that to you.
I'm not spreading a rumor. I'm just telling it to your face. Spreading a rumor would be like if you weren't around and I told it to somebody else, but I'm just telling you straight up.
No, telling it to my face, it would be like, you know, when we're talking offline like we regularly do. Like, and that would,
I don't
that
know
would
what
be
you're talking about. I never talk to you offline ever. It's like, you know, I know you're trying to add me on Skype, but I keep denying your request. I don't know. I don't want to block you because I think it's kind of rude to just block somebody outright. But I wish there was a way on Skype that you could put somebody in like purgatory. Like it could be like, you know, I don't want to accept you as a friend yet, but on Skype. But I don't want to necessarily block you. So I just like you to be in just kind of like on a timeout over here on the side while I kind of figure out whether I want to add you into my Skype universe.
No, no, I can understand that, man. That's totally reasonable.
So, I mean, maybe I'll unblock you tonight. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this works out.
Cool. I'm good with that.
Okay. If you want to join me or an FRD in Kishu, we're right here. Call in. Lines are open, 347-826-7667. I was talking about the Harmony Festival earlier, and I'm really excited about this lineup. I'm a huge Primus fan. No mystery there. The Mexican's back. What's up, Mexican?
I thought I was on the line. But
no, well, you were on, but your hand was down, and now it's back up. So what's up, dude?
Maybe my underarm pit stink. That's why I was up. I don't know. What's up, FRD?
Goofy Bone, what's going on, my brother?
Nothing, just rolling some weed that ain't mine. What's fuck?
Where the hell did you disappear to yesterday, man? You just disappeared. I played your song, and then you were the fuck.
I forgot I got mad at you.
Oh, yeah. Goofy got mad, didn't he, Vince? Goofy got mad, huh?
You mad, bro? You got mad, bro?
No, I wasn't mad, but I just did it just to do it. Because it was a perfect time to just do it. I had to go anyway.
No, we're pretty sure that you were mad, actually. You can call it what you want, but you were mad, Goofy.
All right, it's settled. He was mad. And I'm Vince in the Bay. So, Kishu, what'd you have for dinner tonight?
I had pizza. I didn't cook tonight. I took my cousins and my daughter to have pizza. So, yeah.
That sounds good. I had pizza today, too.
It was like a arcade place with like pizza and stuff. So they had a lot of fun.
That's cool. All right, Vince in the Bay, if you guys want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. And in celebration of the newly announced Harmony Festival lineup, here's some Primus, and it's in Espanol for Goofy Bone so he can understand what the lyrics are about. And this is Primus doing Me Llamo Mud. We'll be right back.
tengo mi orgul, tomo mi vino. Bavaria lo más fino, excepto que en varios meses no he ganado ningún centavo, o quizás son años. El aliento de este bastardo gordo la podría traer a lágrimas. Tu mis palabras un pleito común. Entonces meten la cabeza con la pata del viejo de aluminio. Me llamo Mud. Me llamo Mud. Mud.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Oh yeah, Vince in the Bay. You know what it is. 347-826-7667. Kishu is here. Goofy Bone is here, and FRD is here. And so you can be here, too, if you just call in and press the number 1 to raise your hand. And I appreciate the love in the chit-chat room. We're starting hour number 2 now, and I think I'll start hour number 2 out with a roll call. Welcome to the program, and thank you for hanging out. Accidentally, the chat. Ando 9, Cerno, Ding Dong Ditch 24, Donnie C, Duty Balls, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Jennifer Morass, John Brand, Kishu, Phil O'Platt, Russell Jones, Tracy Gamora, and the Tech Beto. Shouts out to all of you. And I do see some callers on the line. If you want to jump into this, press number 1, and that'll raise your hand and allow me to know. It will notify me that you want to be on the air.
Or else just
hang tight. This hour, I'm hoping Carlito and the gang are gonna swing through. I'd really be bummed if they didn't come through. I can save this for another time. I don't have to do it tonight necessarily. I wanted to do it last night, but it wasn't prepared. But I do have a eulogy prepared for Sloppy Swarm, And whenever the other kids show up, I will recite it on air. But
well, Carl's right upstairs, right? We can go get Carl anytime.
No. Carl left. Carl's gone. I don't know if you heard, you paid attention to the show last night, but he's gone.
I didn't catch the end of the show. What happened?
Well, the ghost of Sloppy Swarm came on the show, mm-hmm. and he linked up with Carl and convinced Carl to come out and stay with him. So,
okay, all right. So you got.
I'm looking for a Cabana Boy. I'm looking for a Cabana Boy. Why? Are you interested?
I don't know if I fit the bill, man. I'm a little big.
Yeah, no, you're not Cabana Boy material. All right, let's take a call here. We got somebody with their hand up from area code 484. Go ahead, 484. You're on the air with Vince the Bay, FRD, and Goofy Bone. What's up? Go ahead, 484. You're on the air. Or not. So 347-826-7667 is the number. Vince of the Bay, FRD. Goofy, you're still there, right?
He's running. Or he's mad.
Or he's...
fucking funny.
Or he's giving a bone.
Fucking funny, man. Nah, you know, this chick fell asleep on me, so I rolled, you know, whatever she had left in her sack. So I'm about to smoke this and go bang her out real quick.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, do your thing, man. Give her a bone.
Of course, got to. Or I'd just be plain old Goofy.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Wow. I think that might be what's wrong with the original Disney character, is that he was never fucking anybody. Otherwise, I think he would have been called Goofy Bone, too.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you guys, man. Leave me out there like that. No, I'm trying.
Yeah.
You need to try harder. Definitely.
All right.
Seriously.
All right.
Try harder. You got me in the bathroom.
I didn't put you
all right,
in there,
all right,
man.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to mute you though, Goofy. If you're in the bathroom doing your business, I'm not. This is not a... again, half of the stuff you guys have talked about tonight should have been taken care of. Care of off the show. That's like personal chit chat that doesn't need to fill up my airtime. I mean, this is not the goddamn Skype. I'm sorry. This is not the goddamn Skype assholes. All right. What, Keishu?
Would you mute me if I was in the bathroom?
Hell no. That'd be so fucking hot to hear you take a shit. That'd be fucking. Funny, yeah.
What if it was just like hardcore though? I was just like going fucking like my ass was like blowing out of my ass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, whatever. You know, like I said,
I'll try to like schedule it next time for your show. I'll like drink like a fucking thing of like whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I
set up a special. I set up a tiny chat cam for that. That'd be great.
Really, Keisha? You're gonna drink a thing of eye drops?
Are you patriot gregging, dude? You're patriot gregging, big time, big time, bro.
Right before the show, and then I'll set up my laptop like in the bathroom, so I can like set up a tiny freaking chat and have like freaking be right there on the toilet, you know?
Oh,
that would be
so
wonderful.
Hot.
I know. I would probably like orgasm while I was shitting my fucking pants.
All right, I'm going to take a look
at
the chat. Wow, the chat has really blown up in the last couple of minutes. Let's see, we got herpes sucks. I know some psychics show with herpes. They're talking about herpes, and my name's getting thrown around. I'm not really appreciative of that. If you could sort of space out my name with any references to any sexually transmitted diseases, that'd be preferable. Please, thank you. T-minus 5 seconds until Vince has AIDS. It shows up in the chat room.
Vince already has AIDS, guys.
Dude, I have everything, so...
I gave you AIDS, Vince.
I know.
We talked about this.
That was... Yeah, it was worth it, though, because that was the best goddamn shit I've ever had in my life. It was worth it. I'd do it all over again. I... There it is. Russell Jones first in with it. Congratulations, Russell Jones. If you could tell me, Russell Jones, what town you're tuning in from, I will have a prize for you. Russell Jones, just tell me what town you are in, and you will win a prize.
I want to win a prize.
I'm your prize.
Yeah, but I get that prize every day.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a prize. You can win a prize, too. I just need to find out where Russell is from. And Detroit. Okay, cool. Hang on. Give me a minute here. Russell, I'm going to figure out what your prize is here. Just give me a second, bro.
A crack rock? A good prize, you know. You live in Detroit.
All right.
Like one of those.
All right, I got it. I got his prize. Congratulations, Russell Jones, for being the first person to type in the chat that Vince has AIDS. You win scrap metal. That's right, free scrap metal.
Pretty Detroit.
Some guy has a small pile of scrap metal sitting in his driveway. And he doesn't have the time or desire to take care of it himself. So if you want, all you have to do is take it, and there's one spare tire in there as well. Email him with your contact info, and you'll take it from there. The scrap metal is actually located in Dearborn. I don't know how that is. I don't know if that's convenient to you or not, but I would probably bring a truck. I've seen this. I see the picture here. And, yeah, definitely bring like a truck or something, or a van, or I don't know.
He said that he only wants it if there's a dead nigger inside scrap metal.
There is. Oh, yeah. There is a dead negro in there as well. We'll throw that in extra. Yeah, actually, we'll throw that in. Can we do that? Yeah, the producer says we have an extra dead negro we can throw in to spice up the prize. So there you go. So you'll get this plus the dead negro, courtesy of Vincent Bay and the Mega Show. If you want to join us, the lines are wide open. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. I'm here with FRD and Kishu. FRD is joining me from the 420 Grindhouse. FRD, really quick, give us a quick synopsis, Reader's Digest version, if you will, of what you do over there at the 420 Grindhouse.
Oh, very, very little, if anything at all. I provide backup once in a while. It's funny. Generally, it's not. And on Friday, I host my own show. And generally, that's not very good either. But you know what? I have high hopes. I have high hopes. It's like the black people back in the 1950s.
I'm sorry, I dozed off. What was that?
What? Did you say something?
Never mind. Vince in the Bay taking calls 347-826-7667. Let me take this one real quick. No Boro Yu Wataya. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
Is it true that you're trying to destroy? You're leaving a group of 36 ETR networks to destroy the marijuana happy hour?
No Boro Yu Wataya.
No, I am not. That is not. Sounds like a conspiracy, dude. I think you're smoking the wrong stuff, bro. But, hey, I love the marijuana happy hour. I appeared on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I like Johnny Kush a lot. And if you listen to my Troll Wars episode, it was a week ago, I guess, this week? Yeah, exactly 1 week ago. I put together a little montage, it featured Johnny Cash in it, and he's great. I love Johnny Cash. I'm a huge fan. And him and I have, Johnny and I have spoken about potentially hosting some sort of combined show or string together a bunch of shows or, I don't know, do some sort of big event on BTR to kind of showcase everything that's going on and all the talent here, especially the late night talent. And if I could do it, I'd schedule my show, you know, around everybody that I like. But the one thing I learned here on BTR is the more time I spend here, the more time I like a lot of people on here. And it's inevitable if you're a BTR host. It's inevitable that you're going to overlap with somebody that you enjoy. Like I overlap with Debbie Daly during the week. I come on during her last hour, I believe. And I'm not comfortable with that. I'd rather come on. I've tried coming on after her at 11. And I just get too tired at the end of my show. I get too tired of at the end of my show of starting it now. I'd rather push it back another hour and start it at 9 p.m. Pacific. But I think for my audience, 10 p.m. is good. And I don't believe I've stolen any audience from Johnny Cash at all. To be honest, all due respect, Johnny Cash, I've been in your chat a lot of times, and I'm looking at my chat, and I don't see any of the folks in here that have ever been in your chat ever. In fact, when I go into your chat, I usually see maybe like a handful of guest listeners and maybe a few users with actual names. So I don't feel like I'm stealing his audience at all. Let's take another call. 111, you're on the air. Vince in the Bay. Blocked caller, you are on the air. Hello. All right, unmute yourself maybe. FRD, what do you think about that? What do you think about me? Do you think I'm stealing Johnny Cash's audience?
No, I was actually trying to say a minute ago there, I was in his chat room, what, an hour and a half ago, and it was him and I in there. So, yeah, no, I don't think you're stealing anybody.
Yeah. I mean, I quite honestly, I enjoy his show a lot. I think he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
He's got a great thing going on. I think he's loaded with talent. I think he should be on Sirius or whatever. I think he should be getting paid to do what he does. But for some reason, he hasn't caught an audience on BTR. At least not in the time I've been around. Maybe he had one for a while, and something happened, or somehow it just puttered out. But he's got a great product. He's got a great brand.
Once in a while he does. I think he was doing one of those weird things tonight where he was somebody else, and I tried to play along. I'm like, oh, sweet, a metal show. Yeah, this will be fun. I'll be Sebastian Bach. And I told him in the chat room, like, oh, it's Sebastian Bach on the line, dude. Hey, man, what's going on? I'm from Skid Row, man. What the fuck's going on? You know, I was gonna play along with his metal show, but he didn't want to have any part of it.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, I don't blame him. I don't think I'd want to have any part of that either. That actually was really bad, Sebastian Bach.
Give me a better Sebastian Bach.
I didn't say I could do a better one. I said that one kind of sucked.
Nah, that's the best I can do.
All right. Let's take it. Okay, I have a 111 with the hand up, block number. I'm going to try you again. You're on the air. What's up? Okay, I'm gonna dump you. I'm gonna hang up on you. You're having some sort of problem. I'm hanging up on you. If you want to get on air, call back in. Oh, my God. So the Flaming Lips are playing at the Harmony Festival, and I'm pretty stoked about it. I said the lineup earlier, and Primus is on it, and played some Primus earlier. Now I'm going to play some Flaming Lips. They're going to be at the Harmony Festival here in June and the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And I'm going to play a track here. And here it is. Go fap to this, you fappers. Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. I'm back. Kishu's here.
I am here.
Hey, baby.
My butt's bleeding.
Really? Let me hear. Let me lick it off for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hmm. Wait, hang on. Hang on. I gotta get it. Hey, let me take my shirt off. Let me turn down the lights here too. And we'll get down to business here. I'll take care of that leaky butt anus stuff going on. Just relax. stitches down here, you know. I don't know if you've... Have you seen this?
Can you stitch it for me, baby?
Yeah, I'll do that while I'm down here. Let me... Here, I'll lick off the blood. I know that's what you want me to do. I'm going to give you a little rim job here. I'm going to give you a little rim job while I'm down here. All right, okay. You're going to need at least like 4 stitches here. It's pretty gnarly, actually. Wow. Yeah, I'll take care of it, though. Just don't worry about it. Just send me the bill. And, jeez. You're going to be okay, though. Trust me. Trust me. It'll be fine. That'll heal. It'll be back to normal. You probably won't make any noises when you fart for a long time. So try to stay away from Mexican food. Like if Goofy tries to sell you a burrito off the truck, don't buy it this week, okay?
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
All right. Hey, let's take a call here. I got somebody called Wheatley the Supercore. What's up, bro? You're on with, or person, you're on with Vince of the Bay, FRD, and Kishu. What's on your mind? Pretty good. How you doing?
Because I'm a potato.
A potato? That's silly.
Somewhere alarmingly fast, actually. But since we're not busy, I'm physical facts. He's not just a regular moron. He's the product of the greatest minds of a generation, working together with the express purpose of building the dumbest moron who ever lived. And you just put him in charge of the entire facility.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Hey, just
oh my gosh.
Is it actually bottomless? Do you think maybe you could unstrap one of those long fall boots of yours and shove me into it? Just remember to land on one foot.
What a silly Negro.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay taking calls. I got FRD, I got Kishu, and I got somebody named BUK.LAO6. What's up, dude? Hello? You're unmuted. You're on the air. What's up? Hello? BUK.LAO6. Your hand is up, and you're on the air. What's up? You're quiet. Are you mad? Is that why you're quiet? You mad? You mad, bro? All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. I didn't catch the... Kishu, did you understand, or FRD, did either of you guys catch the reference of that caller, the one that actually had that recording or whatever?
No, I was.
I think I know who it is, but I don't know what you're talking about. Reference.
I mean, what I'm saying is, it sounded like it was a movie quote or something.
Yeah, I was googling it, but I got nothing.
No.
Or it's just voice reading software that just is really good.
Never mind.
That voice that called in, that was like a recording. It was like it sounded to me like it was a quote from a movie.
I don't know what it was. I wasn't really paying attention.
No, she was real, dude. That girl was real. Dude, she's called me 6 or 7 times now. We've had a full conversation. She's real.
Okay. Well, I think she might be back. Let me see if this is her again. Wheatley, the Supercore. You're on with Vince and FRD and Kishu. What's up?
Is that my girl? Hello? Are you there?
The situation you are in is very dangerous. The likelihood of you dying within the next 5 minutes is 87.61%. The likelihood of you dying violently within the next 5 minutes is 87.61%. You are about to get me killed. We will both die because of your negligence. This is a bad thing.
What a silly Negro.
Vince, did you just hang up on her?
That was a her?
Well, I didn't even get my nut yet, man. Come on.
Oh, I'm sure that person will be back.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting. I'm ready.
Okay. Good.
Mid-stroke.
Fine. Whoever that was just called in, Wheatley, whatever the hell. Tyrone Wheatley, call back in, dude.
Yeah.
All right, here we got somebody. We got somebody else here. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Vince? It's Dick.
dick. What's up, bro? What's going on?
I had a question.
Yeah.
I know you smoke weed sometimes, so I didn't know if you'd ever smoked isolator hash. Is that what it's called?
Never heard of it.
It's like in Amsterdam, like that's like the worst of the worst, and like.
Never heard of it.
They have that. They have all. Dude, you should look into that. I heard people get retarded on that.
Oh well, you know what I heard. You know what else I heard people get retarded on is the waxes. But the thing is, what I'm afraid to do with the waxes, I heard it gets you so fucking high that if you smoke, go back to smoking regular weed, it's like it doesn't do anything to you. And I don't want to do that. I'm in a good little groove. I moderate, and I'm good. You know.
What about any types of hash, like bubbles? Hash. I don't know.
I'm not big into hash. When I went to Italy, that's all I did was smoke hash, and honestly, I didn't like it so much. And they roll everything with tobacco out there, even weed. It's all tobacco. It's all spliffs. I hate it.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, I talked to them, and I talked to people overseas, and they told me about that, they mix it with tobacco, and they think it's a big waste if you do it, like, straight up and just smoke weed without tobacco.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. There was one time I was cringing, and I didn't have any – I didn't want to smoke with tobacco, and it was just, like, in the middle of the day, and they had a bong. I don't know why they had it because they never used it, but they're like, here, you want to, you know, because this is like for our American friends that visit us. So they gave me their little rinky-dink little plastic bong, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to smoke some hash straight up through the bong. And they're like, holy shit, they looked at me like I was about to fucking kill myself. And I was like, dude, I want to get fucking high. I don't want to get, like, burnt, because whenever I smoke a spliff, I don't really feel like I'm getting high. I just feel like I get a headache and I'm a head rush really quick and I feel sick.
Oh, damn. I just thought hash was like the end all be all. And I always look for like, what is the fucking, the
most
ultimate
extreme,
fucking
the
way
ultimate?
To get fucked
well,
up.
Well, I think the ultimate, from what I heard, the ultimate is the wax, smoking wax. That in and of itself scares the shit out of me. I don't want to smoke wax. That sounds disgusting.
What kind of wax is it? Why
I don't know.
Smoking?
It's just like, I think it's like, you know, it's like tar, almost like the resin tar. I don't even know how it's extracted, to be honest. I don't know. I don't want to know. It scares the shit out of me to be, I just rather not know and not find out.
And then I've seen like in some of the shops, like, I mean, I've never been in one personally, but I've seen them on the internet. They have like honey dipped weed and shit like that. What is that all about?
Honey dipped weed. I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of edibles that you can find with honey and shit. I know, but there's nothing. I don't know. I've never heard of a honey dipped weed. That might just be like honey dipped. It could be a strain, a name for a strain. I don't know.
I'll try and bust you a pick. And then do you ever, are you like a purple hair guy? What do you do?
I don't give a shit, dude. I really don't care. I mean, it's fun to look at them. This picture is a really beautiful and artistic and lush and sexy to look at. But honestly, at the end of the day, I want something that's going to get me high and work. I don't care what the name of it is. I don't care whether it's, you know, whatever. It don't matter. I don't care if it's got blue hairs, green hairs, orange hairs, purple hairs. Doesn't matter. As long as it's bottom line, it's bottom line with me, you know. So I'm not really.
I mean, that's kind of how I've been. Like when I used to smoke a long time ago, but it was like. But I mean, I'm in Arizona, so we get just like brick Mexico brown weed that from some illegal alien had a.
Yeah. No, it's worth it for you. It's worth it for you to just take a little roadie, go out to LA, pick up a car, and within a half an hour you can pick up a recommendation and get a little join one of the collectives, and you'll be out the door with whatever you want in under like 45 minutes guaranteed. And
that's all it takes is 30 minutes to get one of those recos.
Yeah. Oh, it's so easy, dude. It was it was so easy. I was like, why didn't I fucking think of this like 10 years ago when they fucking legalized this shit? What the fuck was my problem? What was I waiting for? Oh, man. It was like I was opened up to a whole new universe. And now it's like, and they have a app for the iPhone called Weed Maps that Goofy Bone won't shut the fuck up about. He promotes it. They don't fucking pay him. I don't know why he says it. But whatever. It's a great app. Weedmaps.com, I think it is. That app, you can find dispensaries all over the country. And there's like, I don't know, there's maybe like eight states maybe that have a lot of dispensaries, like Washington, California. I want to say even New Mexico, but Colorado for sure. Montana has recently done it. There's a good number of states that have some law on the books in one, some way, shape, or form.
There's like people who, what's up?
No, go ahead. Finish what you were saying. What?
Oh, do you think that there's people who buy the weeds in the medical shops and then they go and sell it on the streets? Like they do deals like that?
I think that would be a very unwise way to conduct business because you got to think these dealers, they're getting it wholesale. I mean, the dispensaries are getting it wholesale and they put it out there for a pretty good price. You could skim a little bit on top of it, but I don't think it's worth it in the long run. I think it's better to just find the distributors. They're out there. They're not bashful. You can just all you have to do is just hang out in front of one of the clubs and just kind of sniff around, and it's pretty obvious who's walking in to buy and who's walking in to sell.
Yeah, I did that in Canada, actually. It was in Vancouver, and they have this club up there. And I was just standing out there looking to find, where to get it. And this guy was standing there, and I was just talking to him while I was looking for somebody. And then I asked him, I was like, hey, bro, I was like, what do we do? How do you find someone to sell it? And he's like, you've been talking to me for 30 minutes, and that's why I'm standing out here. He's like, I'm selling it. And I was just like, oh, Jesus Christ. Because up there, I mean, you can't buy it legally, but you can smoke it in their club and buy their fucking papers and all kinds of crazy shit. And I actually was like, I looked at it later. Like, this district is crazy. Like, there were so many homeless people and, like, junkies and so crazy up there. It was really gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like anything else, dude. If you abuse it, you can become a fucking derelict. Dude, I see examples of it every day in the park in fucking Golden Gate Park. It's really depressing. All the fucking washed up, wannabe old school hippies and gutter punk idiots. It's just frightening how many people just waste their lives away. And I'm sure a lot of those kids, that's all they do is just fucking hang out in the park and smoke dope. And I know it because that's all I smell when I walk by there. It just smells like – it's just ridiculous, dude. You walk around the hate district, especially near the park, towards the end of the park, where it dead ends into the park. That's just like fucking derelict central. It's disgusting, and it just – and it's comedy. You'll see cops rolling through there in cars, and it just reeks of weed. It's just disgusting. It's not even 420. It's just on a regular, Monday afternoon.
Yeah, I've seen I've been to San Francisco. I've seen a lot of that, the guys in the parks down there by Haight-Ashbury. I think I went down there for a record store for some reason. But there was
Amoeba.
Amoeba, yeah. Yeah. And then I just assumed that they had taken too much acid in their life. Like, I mean, to just abuse the psychedelics. I didn't think it was just weed.
Oh yeah, there's some fucked up people on. Most of those kids are strung out on pills and alcohol. A lot of them are just drunks. They're just drunks. That's all they do is they hang out. They just haggle people at liquor stores. They try to do little things where they try to steal nickel and dime. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, not you guys.
Domestic violence.
Somebody
going on
just knocked something over.
What are we? Is Ghost here? Is he knocking shit? That's like sound like a sound effect from Ghost Show where he likes knocking over some shit.
But then you got to get the old man screaming in the back. God damn it! Ah, my dick.
All right, we got a bunch of people with their hands up. Let's take some calls here. 651, you're on the air. What's going on?
Yo, it's International Booby. What's going on, V, man? What's going on, man? I
I've been drinking more liquor tonight, man. And
that's
smoking weed is not dope.
No. You don't say, Negro.
Huh? Did I hear that right? Or am I just drunk? Did you say weed was dope?
Did I just said weed was dope? I think weed is totally dope. I'm down with weed, bro. I don't know
no,
if you've caught
the dope.
Show.
Yeah, it's a very clever wordplay, my friend. You're catching me on the malt liquor. I got you, though. No, but I came for the hoes, man. We're the hoes on the line. Hoes on the line tonight.
Kishu's on the line.
Yeah, Kishu's here. She's a hoe.
Hey,
I'm a hoe, but I'm not a hoe for a nigga.
For a nigga? For a minute, that sounds good. What's that mean?
What a silly Negro.
You know what they say. Once you go black, you're a single mom.
Right?
Ba-dum-bum. Ching.
Very
Zing.
Clever. And once you go right, that shit don't feel right. Give me a clap.
True
I'll give you a little soul clap on that
no
one.
No clap.
Yeah, you need a clap on that. Yeah, man. It's too
you
many.
Probably already have the clap, so, you know.
Oh, nice one.
Zing.
Oh, shit. All right.
No,
hey,
shit.
Hey, Booby. Hey,
nigga.
She got me. She got me. I don't have a comeback today.
Hey, well, that's what you get, man. You come into the fucking den of the wolves. You fucking got it.
Den.
Yeah, man. No, we're just fucking with you, International Derby.
I already know. It's all
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Hey, man, what's going on with you? You know, I tried to catch your show today, and, you know, I don't know what was going on. I guess I missed it. I saw the email too late, I guess. What was going on
it's
with you?
It's only half an hour long. Did they block me again?
No. I just missed it, I think. If it's a half an hour, I probably missed it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just talking about, you know, once again, fixing America, you dig. But I've seen within my endeavors that the older people are just not listening. So I just, you know, basically on my talk show was, fuck these older motherfuckers. They're not listening. They're sheeple. They're stuck. So I'm just going to concentrate on the youth from now on, man, because talking to the other, you know, trying to change, you know, it's a waste of time. So I'm just going to focus on the youth. So that was the show. That's what the show was about tonight, the youth of America. That's our only hope.
They are our future. They will lead the way, right?
Yeah. That's our only hope, man. So
who
that's
did that
I'm
song?
Now.
We are the youth of America. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about?
I never heard that.
Yeah.
Do you know what
that
reminds
me? What?
That reminds me of, hey, teacher, leave us kids alone. Yeah.
Yeah, the wall.
Yeah. Very similar topic
Floyd,
when I be
Floyd.
On.
Floyd.
Yeah, they don't make music like that anymore.
No, they don't. Well, hey, International Booby, do you want to hang out a little bit while I take some more calls? I got some people that are anxious to get on.
I can dig it.
All right, bro. All right. Oh, hey, real quick. Are you following any of the playoffs, NBA or NHL?
Come on. You always ask me that. You know I don't watch TV events. Remember?
I didn't ask you if you were watching TV necessarily. I asked if you were following the playoffs, the basketball playoffs or the hockey playoffs.
Fuck them motherfuckers, man.
All right, then fuck it. Never mind. I'm sorry I asked. Jesus. All right, we got another call here. Area code 415. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Hi. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering if you knew any good clubs around in the city, because I'm a city girl, too. So, well, not city girl,
vapor room.
Too. But
the Vapor Room.
No, he suggests the Vapor Room. So we're going to have to check them out. What, are the prices cool?
Yeah.
Yeah?
55 okay. For four grams for 55.
Oh, that's cool. There's a delivery service out here that 4 grams for 35. It's top shelf.
What is it called? Is the delivery service called Lifted?
No, it's called the Green Cross.
Oh, not familiar. That's cool. Right on.
and governor. They're pretty cool.
All right. You want to, if you want to, paste it into the chat, spam it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Now.
Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye. We got another call. 484. You're on the air. What's up?
Yo.
Yo.
At me again, motherfucker.
Dude, you're Patriot Gregging like a motherfucker. I can't tell what you're saying.
How's your mom doing?
Patriot Greg.
Well, I can't hear a word you're saying. You sound all garbled and muffled and digitized. What's your major malfunction, bro? Why can't you
I
get
said,
a
decent... How's your mom doing, bro?
How come you can't get a fucking goddamn decent internet connection, you piece of shit? Stop stealing the fucking Wi-Fi from your neighbors, garbage.
He's using a 56K.
Oh, my bad. That wasn't just me. It sounded fucking ridiculously garbled. What the hell was that all about?
I think it's a new dialect they're trying out.
I think those jelly rolls got in the way.
Hey, I know how to do things. I prop things up around my jelly rolls or on my jelly rolls. I take advantage of them.
Oh, wait. You know, I think it was. That guy was fapping, dude.
Is that what that was?
I was fapping.
He really does.
All right. Do I dare try?
Unblock me.
Do I dare try another call? All right, let's try this one. Area code 651. You're on the air with FRD, Dick Burns, Kishu, and Vincent the Bay. What's up?
It's me again, man. Did you accidentally mute me?
And oh, I'm sorry. And we also have International Booby. My bad. We got this person on Skype. Their name is GLaDOS 9000. Fuck is that?
9000.
GLaDOS
9000.
All right, you're on GLaDOS 9000. What's up, bro?
Hey, way to go with the name selection, by the way, douchebag.
Dispensing product.
Oh, sweet.
The enrichment center is required to remind you that you will be baked, and then there will be cake.
Somebody cut the cake. I told them to wait for you.
No! Barrel roll! Anyway.
The hell was that? I didn't get that reference at all. What was that from? Am I supposed to understand these memes? I don't have time. I don't have time to keep up. At least it's new, though. I gotta admit, I'd rather hear that kind of shit. That sounded well-produced. Sounded like they were running shit through all their Skype, and they were, like, dialed in. So shouts out for that. But I didn't get it.
Yeah, no, production was definitely an A. Content was, like, a C.
All right, let's try this one. 651, you're on the air.
Vince.
Yeah, what's up? You're on it with Vince in the Bay. What's going on?
Man, it's me, man. You keep muting me on an accident, man.
Oh, my bad. I'll put you back on mute.
You're a mute troll.
All right, let's go with Skype caller again, Book Leo 6. You're back on the air with Vince in the Bay. What's up? Holy shit, dude. What are you doing, man? I can't tell what you're saying.
Greetings from the space station, man. Holy hell.
Are you fapping, bro? You're totally fapping, aren't you?
Fapping hard.
These people are idiots.
He's fapping to the sound of my voice.
I think, you know what's going on? I know exactly what's going on. He's shoving the microphone up his anal passage, and what we're hearing is the vibration of his voice through his chest cavity into his fucking genitalia, into his fucking butt crack. and yeah, vibrating in the microphone. That's what we're hearing. This is amazing. This is like, this is a new frontier. You want to talk about another level in trolling? This is.
Yeah.
Oh, you hear that?
We've never even heard like vocorectomania before.
It's actually getting me really hot, to be honest.
I never thought to do that. This guy is fucking owning
this is,
me right now.
Yeah, this is next level shit, Vince. Welcome to the future of radio, everyone. It's a microphone up the ass.
Wait till that guy gets the show. I'm dead. I'm done. My days are numbered. That guy gets the show, it's over.
Oh. So fast.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
No,
yes,
you
we
sound
smell
completely
you too.
Distorted, bro. You sound so distorted, it's ridiculous.
Calling from space and shit.
Yeah.
The mic. Why do you it saying that I should wear from the mic?
Dude, you're going to have to take it back. Get a different brand of mic because the one you picked up was clearly African. You're going to need a different mic.
He's calling from space behind seven proxies.
Oh. And one asshole.
And one asshole.
All right, let's go. I recognize this number, but I don't know who the fuck it was. So they're back. Area code 484, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
What the fuck? Is everybody got a broken mic?
Is that the new troll? Is to just have distortion coming out of your microphone?
Apparently. You're supposed to just sound like a Jackson guitar as soon as you get on the microphone.
All right, this is the new memo. Everybody, turn your microphones on overload. That's the new thing tonight, kids. Overload.
Do I fit in now, Vince? Is this okay? You're right.
Vince?
Yeah, baby.
I just got trolled hard.
By who?
It's a secret. I'm just kidding. I just got trolled by my fucking best friend, Dick Burns.
Oh, what's new? All right, let's try this caller again. Book Leo 6, you're on here.
Can you hear me?
Barely. You still sound distorted, but what's up?
Fucking A. Well, I had a relationship problem.
Okay, what's... All right. Other than the fact that you have a communication problem, which is probably the real problem in your relationship,
funny. Well, I've been dating this girl for like a couple years already. And I asked the question, she wanted to be a virgin until she was married. Well, in her honeymoon, I found out she has a penis.
All right, I can't listen to that guy. It hurts my ears.
That guy's mic is really, really hot. There's a really hot mic.
But basically, right, what he was saying is that he was dating a girl, and he popped the question and found out she had a penis on her wedding day. I think that's what he was saying.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can either put where she dumps it or you can get a woman. That's pretty much what your options are, bro. Unless that girl's going to go and take some hormones or a guy is going to take some hormones and go transgender on that ass. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
Word up. All right, let's take this call. 484, what's up?
I'm going to come at you with the crowbar, dude.
That's it? You're going to need more than that, bro. You know how many goddamn jelly rolls I'm... A crowbar isn't even going to, like, puncture one of my jelly rolls, dude.
Multiple.
I'm like fucking Jabba the Hutt, motherfucker. I'm like fucking Jabba the Hutt. You can't fuck with me.
Seriously, you guys make videos about Vince. Crowbar. You've never seen him? Come on. You need more than a crowbar.
You coming at me, bro? Are you coming at me? Are you mad? What's your deal? Are you mad?
No, I'm very happy.
You sound mad.
No, man.
Why are you mad, bro?
Yeah, why is that guy mad?
Can we make
man?
Out, bro?
You didn't like that, bro.
That's
well, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you should put your crowbar on my back.
What?
My ass is a little wrecked right now. I'm bleeding as it is. So I think that it's my badge is turned, to be honest.
There's like...
Vince, why is everyone that calls you like all
around
mad?
Your badge?
Save me, bro.
What?
I'm not mad, bro.
You sound mad.
I'm fucking mad, bro.
You're mad, bro.
I just got
nothing wrecks a troll like she's talking about her body orifices.
Right? It's the best troll ever.
All right, we're getting ready to wind things down here, kids. If you want to get in on the action, now's the time to do it. I'm going to keep the lines open for the next couple minutes. We got this this homoerotic man-child from the area code 484 with us tonight. He's looking for a young gentleman to light his fire tonight, if you will.
Come on, baby.
If you're out there, gentlemen, he's available. He's here on the show, and you can.
Gentlemen, no. I prefer small.
Does he like fatties? Because I know this really hot fat boy.
Oh, really? I don't know. Do you like fat dudes?
I weigh about the same as a fat third grader.
Hot.
Oh, okay. Yes. Snap! Wow. Shebang. Zing.
Hook up, boy.
Yeah.
Comedian here. We have a comedian on our hands, folks. We can all learn a thing or two from area code 484. I'm just going to call you the 484.
Okay.
Patriot Greg, I can't tell what you're saying. Actually, it's probably better that I don't, because maybe I can imagine that you said something witty and funny.
Ha, ha, ha. That was a good joke, sir.
Seriously, dude, you got to figure out your internet connection or something. Because I have no clue what I'm saying half the time, dude.
Why are we left with the bottom of the barrel trolls, Vince? I mean, seriously.
It's Sunday night, man. They're all off. Bill Wagoner or whoever that pays them, Debbie Daly, whoever the fuck pays these people, they have Sunday night off. So it's like the amateur hour.
It's
the amateur
trolls.
Hour. It's the amateur hour, the guys that are wannabes that want to get up there. It's kind of like the minor leagues.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess.
They're the guys that are trying to work into the rotation, but they're you know.
These guys have like a 13.5 ERA. I mean, for real, you're never going to get to the bigs.
Guys, you're
while
totally reading me wrong.
While everybody's
bullshitting,
you guys
just
go over to shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
www.twitter.com/xdickxburnsx and blogspot.com/xdickxburnsx.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm making people mad tonight on Twitter.
I like that guy's friggin' YouTube channel. That's some funny shit.
Oh yeah, YouTube and John Williams, 1929, and Dick Burns Presents. Check it out. You can see a sweet video of me, myself, Kishu, getting in trolled hardcore and drinking a fucking cup of laundry detergent.
Yeah, I saw that. That was some green-ass detergent.
Is,
right? When are you going to put back the video where you whipped me? That video kind of makes me hot.
The video is, like, the Kishu video is actually the video I have with, like, the least amount of views. Like, nobody wants to see it.
Right?
And people are getting mad on Twitter tonight. Like, I've just been commenting on things that are trending, and I ended up saying some things that made people sad. I'm getting cursed out left and right, like in the messages box. I talked shit on Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, and talked shit on the other day I talked shit on that fucking dude, that viral star who got arrested for weed. What was his name?
Rick Ross.
Antoine Dawson.
Antoine Dodson. I talked to these people and I actually put their Twitter name in there so they'll get to see it. And their fans just go off on me. Yeah, it's pretty funny to me. But
it sounds hilarious. I'm gonna have to follow the thread or whatever. Dude, I'm digging this this extreme bud pick that you put in the chat. That's pretty tasty looking.
Yeah, I didn't know how to explain it from my memory, but I was pretty sure it was like honey or something. But I don't know what to say.
Purple
about that,
Master
but,
Honey Bud.
Yep. I had
Damn.
To find it and get that shit.
It's the perps.
I haven't posted it on my Twitter.
Damn.
How
are
your floors, baby?
It looks
bud.
Good. Looks good Burns. To me.
Hey, Burns. How are your
What's
floors
that?
Looking? Do they need a good mopping?
Pretty good. I had a chick come over today and clean my kitchen. It was awesome.
That's what's up.
Wow. That is awesome, because now I don't have to do it. Oh, I'm so stoked. I really didn't want to do all those nasty dishes.
Winning.
Well, I have chicks that specialize in different areas of my home. Some clean the kitchen, some clean the bathroom, some clean the floors, some do the laundry, some do yard work. I mean, I got hoes in every area.
I do everything but the dishes, Nicker.
There's room for improvement, that's for sure.
All right, enough of the butt love. This is my show, guys. We're going to get out of here. Thanks, Dick Burns. Thanks, Kishu, for coming through. I really appreciate you guys hanging out. It's been fun. Thank you to FRD for coming through.
Thank you.
And be sure to check FRD out at the 420 Grindhouse. I think Hot Janelle is doing her show tomorrow night. She's pretty hot. And her name's Janelle. And I'm Vince in the Bay, and shouts out to 484. 484, you want to get something in here before we get out of here?
I love fucking children. Good night.
You, say that, wait, say it again. What was that?
Good night. Good night.
All right, good night, dude. Later.
Good night.
All right, whatever, dude. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. And once again, shouts out to the chat room, Agitator, Angel. Oh, Angel, it's so nice to see you in the chat room. Angel, you got to call in again one of these times soon. I'll be on again tomorrow night at, probably same time, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Shouts to Beach Bum 55, Cerno. Ding Dong Ditch 24, Fat Red Dragon, International Booby 2, Jennifer Morass, Jeremy Pletch, John Brand, Kishu, Noboru, Phil O'Platt, the Tech Pedo, and all the guest listeners, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VanceInTheBay. And what else? Oh, youtube.com/VanceInTheBay. I'm going to try to get up some videos this week. I have a bunch of videos that I've been neglecting, and I'll put those up soon. youtube.com/VanceInTheBay. Thanks, everybody. Peace out. Yo.
you very nice.